Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. With just one day to go before the Iowa caucuses, the Democratic presidential candidates are crisscrossing the state, making their closing arguments as they try to win over undecided voters. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren rallied yesterday in Iowa City, where she told more than 900 people that her proposed wealth tax could pay for universal child care and early education, for free public college, and for erasing student loan debt for 43 million Americans.
We can make this investment in us, in our children, in our children's children. All it takes is the courage to get in this fight, and that's why I'm running for president.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is in Iowa. He has been following the final days of campaigning before the presidential caucuses tomorrow, and he joins us now from Des Moines. Good morning, Anthony.
Hi, good morning, Sharon.
Anthony, the timing has been a little bit complicated. Elizabeth Warren and her fellow senators, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Michael Bennett, they were all forced off the campaign trail this week because they served as jurors in the impeachment trial of President Trump. And of course, now they're back in Iowa. And as for Senator Warren, give us a sense of her message and how she was received.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week for all four of those senators. While Warren was stuck in Washington, she relied on some high-profile surrogates to campaign for her. Former presidential candidate Julian Castro campaigned for her, as did Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, who actually introduced her yesterday in Iowa City at that event where you just played a clip from. As for Warren and how she's doing, that was one of her biggest rallies to date in Iowa. More than 900 people turned out. They seem very excited, giving her several standing ovations. I spoke to a bunch of voters. Here's Eric Johnson from Iowa City, who says he's been with Warren from day one and plans to caucus for her Monday night.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I like the changes that she's proposing and the big structural changes that she talks about. And I think that she's has a really great skill set to manage those kinds of changes and to build a consensus that can support that.
Now, Anthony, in recent weeks, some public opinion polls have suggested that Warren's campaign has, you know, appeared to lose some of the momentum that was built through the summer and the fall. As you've been talking to voters in Iowa, have they given you any idea why that might be?
Well, I think Warren faces a couple of challenges. And by the way, the challenges are similar in New Hampshire as they are in Iowa. One is that she's kind of boxed in on the left by Bernie Sanders, who's been surging and competing for a lot of those progressive voters who might otherwise go for her. On the other side, there's Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg in particular, who's attracting a lot of the more moderate voters who might otherwise consider Warren. Another concern that I've been surprised to hear expressed a few times this week is this whole electability issue about Warren, which doesn't go away. Some voters think she's too far to the left to win. And then there's this idea, which came from Brian Kading of Elston, Iowa. I spoke to him yesterday. I met him at a Bernie Sanders rally in Indianola.
I still have this feeling that this country's not ready for a female president. I think we should be, but I really question that.
You're saying you're open to the idea,
yeah.
Right? It's just your concern that others might not be.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, I've been sort of surprised at how often I've heard that this week. And by the way, Brian Kading says he's leaning toward Pete Buttigieg because he thinks it's time for a new generation of leaders.
Well, Anthony, you've been in Iowa for the past 4 days. Can you just, in an overall sense, give us your impression about where the race stands?
Well, I think it's fair to say that this race remains very much up for grabs between the four leading candidates, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg, all of whom have been within a few points of each other. That said, there's a sense that Sanders is benefiting from some late momentum, according to those most recent polls. So arguably, he's been peaking at a pretty good time. But what I'm struck by is how many voters I've talked to as recently as yesterday who say they're still undecided. So here's Matt McNeil. I met him at the Warren event in Iowa City. He says he likes Warren, that he's looking for a candidate that can unite the country. And as of yesterday, he said he still hadn't made up his mind.
So you don't have a whole lot of time left to make up your mind, right?
No. This is crunch time.
This is crunch time. All right. Going to be hearing from other candidates in the next 48 hours?
Amy Klobuchar will be in town tomorrow, so we'll go there. My plan is to rewatch at least one of the debates over the next 48 hours and then do some additional reading. But then, yeah.
Yeah, so Sharon, he's going to do his homework, but a lot of people like him who are still making up their mind, which sort of adds to a sense of volatility in this race.
Okay, Anthony, thank you.
My pleasure, Sharon.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reporting from Des Moines, Iowa.